Welcome to Showdown. I am Mark Kaysen, and this is Wednesday, March the 20th. And I think you got to mark this day down somewhere. I think you really do, because notwithstanding the possibility that in 5 days something else could happen, I think this is pretty much the day that we have established that Donald Trump is broke. He hasn't got any money. Now, understand, he's got some money in his pocket. If he goes to a restaurant, he can take the money out of his pocket. He's probably got a credit card that, I don't know, maybe it has $10 gazillion on it or something, and, you know, maybe $50 left so that he can get himself a meal somewhere, sure. But the fact is this: Donald Trump hasn't got any money. He is broke. And I said this the other day, but this isn't the first time I've said it. I've said it for a long time. You know, Marcus Welby, Robert Young, you know, he played a doctor on television. And I know that there are people out there who think that, you know, if you get an attack of appendicitis, that, I mean, Robert Young's dead, but that he could come and he could take out your appendix. But no, it's not like that. Just because you're on television and you play some role, that doesn't mean that you are that role. So Donald Trump, for 10 years, played this role on television. He was this big shot with billions of dollars. Now, he did make hundreds of millions of dollars doing that show. But I have to laugh, because Donald has been good at this all of his life. He gets his hands on some money and he dissipates it so quickly. It is gone with the wind. So he doesn't have any of that money left. Forget that. Now, he does have other money. For example, people who are currently eating dog food because they're in abject poverty and they have no way of getting anything. I mean, they're broke. They're broke. They maybe don't have anywhere to live, but they can get themselves a can of dog food and they'll take a few bites of dog food, and that sort of satisfies them for a while. And here's the thing. If those people find a dollar, they will send it to Trump. You figure it out. I can't. Now, I know they sent all that money to Tammy Faye Baker. So obviously, this is something that isn't just Donald Trump. But at the moment, it's Trump. They'll send him anything they've got while they are eating dog food. So here we are. Donald has nothing. Nothing but a big mouth and a lot of lies that come out of that mouth, including a lie which says, I am a billionaire. And, you know, it was only a few days ago that he told the court, there's no reason to make me put up this money. I'm so wealthy, you don't even have to worry about it. I can come up with anything at any time. So just let's forget the money. And of course, the judge said, what are you, crazy? We're not forgetting anything. You just lost $500 million. Let's not make it worse than it is. $500 million. And you have to put it up. Nah, okay, that includes some interest, but it doesn't matter. He has to put it up. And no one wants to give Donald any money. He has gone to 30 surety companies asking for money, and everyone turned him down. How do we know? Well, the court was told by his lawyers. Presumably, they're telling the truth. Maybe he went to 100, but they only said 30. But anyway, they say now that there's no way that he can come up with any money. He can't do it. Just not possible. Forget it. Well, Letitia James is good. She's got a lot to say about this. For example, if you don't come up with the money, I'm going to take everything you've got. So that's one thing. But beyond that, she's sort of been a nice lady. She told him that there are some ways that you could do this. For example, if you've got a building that's worth $500 million, just give us the building and the court, and we'll use that. Now, one problem, you can't be leveraged all the way up to the top. If the building is worth nothing, if you have no equity, if the money all goes to the banks, well, then that you can't use that one. If you've got anything that's worth some money, bring it on down. The court will take a look, and we'll try to accommodate you. Well, of course, they're not doing any of this. They're not putting this up in parcels. They're not putting it up in one lump sum. They're not doing anything but begging. Now, in addition to begging, of course, Donald goes out on whatever it is these days, Truth Social, X, whatever you call it, and he tells this story about how people can send him money. Save Donald Trump. Save Trump Tower. He's actually saying that. Well, there may be some people willing to do it. And many of them, I'm sure, like I started off, many of them are currently eating dog food. But they'll send a little money on down. And that's very nice of them. But here's the thing. Donald has put this on the country for decades. I'm so wealthy. I have unlimited money. I'm a gigantic billionaire. I'm telling you this. And I've said this for years, even way back before even the Mueller report, because it was obvious the man is a grifter and a liar. He doesn't have any money. He's got maybe some cash in his pocket, but it's not his. He uses it for things for himself, but it's not his. He doesn't have anything. Everything he's got is gone. He blew it. He wrecked it. Everything he touches, he wrecks. Somehow, he managed to get enough electoral votes to get into the United States presidency. Amazing, really. Don't forget, he lost the popular vote by 3 million. But the rest of the votes just happened to line up the right way at that moment, and he managed to slide into the presidency. He was still broke. I remember, hopefully you do, when he said, "I'm so rich, I don't even have to take any money from the United States government. I don't need anything from anybody. I can fund my campaign. I don't have to do fundraising. You don't have to worry about me. You can just sit back and show up to vote because I've got it all taken care of." And then, lo and behold, I start seeing these text messages on my telephone that say, "Look, if you send Donald some money today, he'll get triple, quadruple. Some donor is promising to fix this for him. So just send the money in." And he's been raising money all through this period. And in fact, he's got other people raising money for him. And some of them have gotten in trouble because they're raising money and lying. For example, send me money and we'll build the wall. Well, they sent some money and they didn't build any wall. And the lawyers are running around, you know, let's file fraud cases. It's unbelievable what the country has been sucked into. You know, it's funny because when you hear all of these adults talking about their kids on social media, they all say, boy, I'm really worried. My kid's going to get, they're going to say something to him. Who knows what they're going to get my kid to do? This shouldn't be allowed. If you're under 18, you shouldn't even be on there. If you're under 13, shouldn't even be allowed near a phone. All this worry. Guess what, guys? You don't have to be 18. You don't have to be 25. You don't have to be 35. You can be 40, 50, 60. And Donald is suckering every single one of you. Because every day he tells you things that he wants, and you try to give it to him. Sometimes you accomplish the task. Sometimes it's impossible because, first, it takes votes sometimes, and he can't even get votes. You know he can't get votes. He loses everywhere. In fact, last night, I was chuckling just before I went to sleep. This guy in Ohio, Marino, he won. The Donald guy won the primary. Well, isn't that cute? He won the primary. And what does that mean? That means that Senator Sherrod is going to walk straight into his position in Ohio again. Now, he's tough to beat anyway. He really is. He's a good man, and he really works hard for his people. But the point is that he's got the easiest march into office ever because he's running against a Trump-backed candidate. Look what happened in this special election in New York. The guy was going to have a challenging election. No question about that. George Santos, you know, sort of messed it up. But the new guy, his opponent, that wasn't going to be that tough. A Republican could win there, maybe. Anyway, so what happens? This guy, Swazi, steps up and starts talking about immigration. In fact, he wraps the entire immigration issue around the neck of the Republican Party. And the next thing you know, he's back in Congress. Because immigration won the race for a Democrat because Donald Trump did what he does all the time. He touches something and he kills it. Donald can't win ever. He got himself into the presidency. 4 years, sure. Although I have to say, they tried to get him out. I mean, the man was impeached twice. I understand he was able to make it through the Senate. He got away with that because it needs 2/3 vote, and that was just not there. Although the last time there were 57 votes, so there were some Republicans who finally joined in. But again, the point is clear. Donald touches things, and everything he touches dies. Everything he gets into, every idea he comes up with, is a failing idea. He couldn't get elected president the second time. In fact, he lost the second time he ran by 7 million votes. And of course, that was enough to carry the Electoral College in his direction by an amount that was pretty significant. In fact, it was a number that Donald Trump had once called a landslide, because that was his number against Hillary Clinton. Again, the vote in the Electoral College is tricky, very tricky. If you don't get the numbers to line up right, you could have a winning majority vote and yet not get elected. And that's certainly, you know, Hillary. I mean, poor Hillary. Really. I know there are people out here who still hate her, and they've got all these ideas that they think she did this and that, and she's a horrible woman, and she bleached the discs and all this nutty stuff that Donald spread. But the truth is, she was really highly qualified to be president of the United States, and she would have been a great president, I think. However, the person that got the position was the worst president in the history of the United States. Now listen to that again. 150 scholars every year vote on who are the best and worst presidents. Do you think it's an accident that those 150, they came in and picked Donald as the worst, the absolute worst? 100% he's the bottom. And here he is with not a penny in his pocket, except for maybe enough to buy a meal, maybe, probably. Or he probably could get a friend that would buy him a meal. Or, like I say, you know, he could probably get 10 people to send a dollar, and each one of those people would just send it while they're eating their dog food because they're in poverty. So he could get that. No question. On the days that he was indicted, he received unbelievable amounts of money. But get this, all that money that he received, Joe Biden, who is supposed to be some kind of a poor, debilitated moron, he can't even think, he can't speak, he can't walk, he's too old, all of that. He is receiving enormous amounts of money, in fact, more money than any other Democratic Party person has ever gotten. Nobody has ever gotten as much as Joe Biden in this period. And look, we all realize Joe looks old. He's old. He's 81 years old. He's old. But the thing is, people don't want Donald Trump, and they will send anything to anybody to stop this. Anything. Because they know what I'm telling you today and what I have said for years. Donald Trump is broke. The exact thing he tells you that is the one absolute bottom line that can't possibly change. You know, all these other things, maybe they're not true, but you know he's rich. You know he's got enormous amounts of money. You know he's a billionaire over and over and over and over, but he's not. He's got a building that goes up to the sky, but he's also got loans that go up to the gills. And those loans are the reason that he can't use those buildings to get himself a simple $500 million bond, which shouldn't be anything for a billionaire. Letitia James says that. If you're a billionaire many times over, come on, I can show you how to do this, she says. This is not that tough. You can be covered. You can step in here and protect your assets. We got no problem with that. We're going to follow the law. You've got equity in these buildings. Bring in the equity. Oh, I'm sorry. No equity in your buildings? Okay. I get it. You know, it's Donald Trump, so people will give him special loans. Loans that nobody else can get. But they're not afraid. Because even if Donald doesn't have the equity in the buildings, well, they know that he's got money somewhere. I guess they think that Republicans will just keep sending money. Donald today is begging for people to save him. He's begging for billionaires to save him. But so far, no one will save him, and all he's doing is screaming hysterically and tweeting, or whatever you want to call it, furiously, because he's got to do something to get some money. Any money. He needs more than the 10 bucks he can get from the dog food. A little more than that. But he needs some money. $500 million, actually. And I'll tell you, if he's not careful, it's going to be 10 times that when he gets taken to court next time by E. Jean Carroll, because he's out here still screaming, "She's a liar. She's crazy. I never did it." You know, all of that. But today, it's not on his mind. Today, he's got something else on his mind. Today, he's worried about that $500 million. He's got a bill for $500 million, and he's sitting at home, and he's staring at it. The clock keeps ticking, and Donald keeps staring, and he keeps thinking maybe that the phone's going to ring, and somebody's going to say, "Donald, got the money for you. Don't worry. You're safe." But so far, that phone has not rung, and he's just sitting there watching that clock tick and hoping somehow that something's going to happen that's going to bail him out. Look, for over 40 years, he's been bailed out. So I guess he figures 5 days, wow, that's nothing. He could get bailed out in 2 days. And in fact, he probably knows where to get the money. And I hate to say this, because this is really worse for the country than anything that we've seen so far, at least that we know of, because as I've always said, I do believe that Donald is 100% in Vladimir Putin's pocket. And I do believe that there's a deal. Now, it might not be a very kosher deal. I know Donald doesn't think that if you're Jewish, which I am, and you vote for a Democrat, he doesn't think you're really a Jew, but I could say kosher, okay? So, you know, it wouldn't be very kosher, and there's probably not a kosher deal sitting out there right now between Donald and Vladimir Putin. And also, let me add this. You know, just because Donald was the president of the United States and Vladimir Putin was only the president of that gas station with an army, as John McCain said, it doesn't mean that Donald's the one in charge. In fact, it's the opposite. Vladimir is in charge. If there's a deal, Vladimir's in charge. Vladimir probably has something on Trump. I don't know what it is. I don't think anybody does. It wasn't in the Mueller report. I read that. But I did read also about the 144 illegal meetings between Trump people and Russian operatives. Now, I read about that. And that's a fact. That's reality. That's not like that crazy Comer hearing that's going on right now, where everything that comes out totally dismisses the suggestion that Joe Biden has done anything wrong. On the other hand, the Mueller report from the hearings and from the investigations that they did, loaded with information that tells everybody the details of what Donald Trump has done and how dangerous he is. And of course, he could not be prosecuted when he was president. And really, and this is so unfortunate, but you all know that Bill Barr, who is now on the Democrat side, but Bill Barr made up a lot of stories about how Donald was exonerated by the Mueller report when the Mueller report actually said we could not exonerate him. So they switched it around and told the story over and over again until people just accepted that that's what it says. And the fact is that nobody is willing to get behind a prosecution having to do with the Mueller report because it has been so tainted in the public's eye by all of the bad things that have been said, which are not true. The report was good. It was accurate. It revealed Donald as a criminal. But he was in the presidency, and once he got out, prosecutors just didn't think they could use it. But that didn't matter. They went to other areas. They found other things that they could use. And here we are. We've got four cases out here. We know that the one in Georgia is running into problems because of Fani Willis's personal recreation. I can't believe she did it, but she's human, and that's the end of it. It's now coming back around to where the case will go forward, but there are things that are going to be tested yet, some appeals that are still going to be out here. Might not last long, but it might be difficult to get this one done before the election. So that's one that's not going to happen, or that we can at least say isn't going to happen. And then there's number two. There's the case having to do with the documents. And the documents, well, everything's pretty straightforward. And we know Donald lied. There are people willing to come forward and say, Donald's lying. He did it. And they've got some photographs. They've got some tape. They've got all this. They're ready to go. But they've got one problem. They came up with the wrong judge. Oh, well. She's doing everything she can to stop this thing. If she keeps going, and if Jack Smith does not step up, there's going to be a problem. Because if it gets to the point where she already told us, if it gets to the point where the jury is being impaneled, and then Donald puts up his objection, and she's already said, Donald, don't worry, just do it. Put up your objection when we're impaneling the jury, and then when I dismiss the case, double jeopardy will attach, and it'll be the end of the story because you won't be prosecuted for that one ever again. So he's got a way out on that, unless, and I have to believe that Jack Smith, this is the unless, that Jack Smith is not going to sit here and wait. I think he's going to go to the 11th district, and he's going to say, have we had enough of this lady? She's done two things that you've already thrown her out for, and now this is the third thing. She has in public told Donald how to get this thing dismissed so you'll be safe. So you would think that Jack Smith will stand up and say, please, 11th, get her out of here. And then they probably will, because they're not stupid. They've shown they're not stupid. They don't support Donald Trump, even if there are Trump judges on the court. They're not going to do that. Now, maybe Donald has made a deal with Aileen Cannon. Maybe he told her, just take care of this case, and I will appoint you to the next opening on the Supreme Court. That makes sense. That's a Donald Trump kind of move. And this lady appears to be dumb enough to believe that, number one, he would do it, because he'd probably give it to somebody below her, you know, in capability. But the other side is, if he did give it to her, well, the country would already be going down the tubes anyway, so it really wouldn't make that much difference. But the point is clear that she thinks that she's got something going with him, and she is setting this thing up, and Jack Smith has to stop it. He just has to. Or at least he has to try. And if he tries, that's all we can ask. So that's another case. So put that on the side of we're not sure. Might not happen. Georgia might not happen. That one might not happen. Washington, D.C., that one might not happen, because the Supreme Court of the United States is slow walking this idiotic immunity claim in a way that proves to anybody that's looking that they're into this deal. I don't know how. I can't tell you who's pushing the buttons. Vladimir Putin? Probably. How? I don't know. But somehow, that's the case. Because everybody knows this immunity claim is ridiculous. The lower court, the last lower court before it got to the Supreme Court, carefully outlined what's going on here, and they made it very clear that there is no such immunity that Donald Trump is claiming. And then we all know just intuitively that the President of the United States can't hire SEAL Team 6 and send them out to kill Joe Biden. Can't do it. So that's out. This guy does not have absolute immunity. There are limits, and we need to find out what those are. The lower court has already really said what they are, and the Supreme Court could have just said, we don't want any part of it. It's already been written up. Forget it. But they didn't. They could have said, we'll do this in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but instead they made it April 25th. And for all we know, with an April 25th oral argument date, they could take this thing on until the last day of June. They could take it to the first week of July. So if that's the game they're playing, okay. So we know that that's the third case that might not happen anytime soon. Because when the decision is made, it's going to be the same as the lower court. There's no immunity like this. There might be a couple of words there. Sure, if the President of the United States is signing a bill, he's going to be immune from sticking the pen into somebody's hand accidentally. Well, we know that one. Yeah, you're immune from that. But you're not immune from prosecution for things that you've done, some of which occurred before you were even president. Some of them after you were president, and some of them right in the middle of the end when he was trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power. How's any of this even possible? Well, it is. So just hang on, because it's time to do a little business. First of all this Donald Trump talk is making me very hungry. So really, I ought to just shut this thing down right now and get myself over to Wendy's and get some pizza and some wings and smoked meat and baby back ribs. I mean, I could go and eat everything over there. I could eat hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts. You name it, I could eat it all, because I've just expended so much energy that you know, when you do that, you need to take some in to get you going again. Wendy's is the place to go. 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And I'm telling you this, when you get there, go see somebody friendly. not mean like me talking bad about somebody that was once president of the United States. Go see a nice man. That's Ben. And he's right there at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and he'll make sure that you get fed properly at Wendy's. Now, if you want jewelry, you get yourself over to see Al and his son AJ at Jewels on Hampton. That's at 4506 Hampton in St. Louis. They buy and sell jewelry. They buy and sell coins. They will make you jewelry. You can tell them what you want. They'll make it the way you want it. Or you can tell them to show you something interesting. They'll make it the way they want it. All kinds of possibilities over at Jewels on Hampton. They'll do it all. They'll even, for example, I've got a 45-year-old watch. Every time I say it, it gets a little older, but it's 44, 45 years old. It's a Seiko gold watch. It's beautiful. See, they can fix that over at Jewels on Hampton. They can do everything. They're really great. So go to 4506 Hampton in St. Louis. Jewels on Hampton. They're great. Here I am in the studio, mouthing off against this insane maniac, sociopath, as his niece says. And you'd think I'd be dressed, I don't know, in jeans and an old shirt or something. I mean, you know, because all this mean talk, you wouldn't expect to see me in a really nice suit, a nice gray suit with a purple shirt and a different shade of purple tie. I mean, you know, everything matching and looking. You wouldn't expect that. But thanks to the St. Louis Suit Company, I'm dressed perfectly for the show, despite the fact that I'm a mean man saying all these horrible things about Donald J. Trump, who really never did anything to harm anybody, almost. And anyway, the St. Louis Suit Company will take care of you too. It's not like the Trump Tie Company. You know, at the St. Louis Suit Company, you can have a silk tie like this purple one for $5. $5. If you get five of them, it'll only cost you 20. That's four apiece. They are so good over there. They are great. They're as great as I am mean. So really, you have to go there. St. Louis Suit Company is on the corner of Forsyth and Central in Clayton. I promise you, you'll love the suits. You'll love the ties. They've got hats. They've got everything. All sizes, everything. They'll fix these things to fit you perfectly. And by the way, the prices are ridiculously low. I mean, the ties are $5, but I can tell you right now, the beautiful seersucker suits, which may not even be any left anymore, but there might be, those things are $99. And they're nice. They're really nice. So I'm just telling you, great place to go buy a suit and also to get set up for your wedding. They do weddings too. So go check them out. St. Louis Suit Company, Central, and Forsyth. You will love them. Jay and Nick will take care of you there for sure. Okay. Yeah, I got a couple more things to say about Donald. And then I got some other places to go. And it's all Donald anyway. Because, you know, enough people in this country have been hurt. They've been hurt. So that they do things that normally they wouldn't want to do. Because they're hurting the country, and they don't want to. Because there are really a lot of nice people out here. They really are. I mean, everybody that's a Republican is not bad. Everybody that says MAGA is not bad. I mean, they're following a bad man, and they certainly don't know what they're doing. But they're not bad. I said the other day something about the stupidity of it all. And there is a degree of stupidity attached to following somebody who is really nothing more than Marcus Welby trying to take out somebody's appendix in the real world. Because that's where this is. I mean, Donald's nothing. He's nobody. Now, if you need a liar, that's the one thing I should have not said. Look, if you're looking for somebody who's a real liar, that's your man. He can help you night and day. If you need a lie, Donald Trump can get you the best lie that you're ever going to hear. Now, eventually, somebody's going to figure it out, but for a while, it's going to be a good lie. So that you can go with. But let's look at some other beautiful things like Donald loves to say. You know, the beautiful call that he made to Georgia, where he was begging the Georgia Secretary of State to come up with false numbers so that he could win the election in Georgia. And then he said, and listen, you can handle this. Just tell people you recalculated. No big deal. I'll show you how to do it. Can't wait till that trial comes up. It might be after the election, but it's coming. But look at the one that's coming that's going to go through. This is the best. May not be the best case, and I don't mean that it's not a winnable case. It's a winnable case. There's enough evidence that the man has broken the law. It's just that it's not as bad. What he's done is not as bad as in the other cases. But when you come to Manhattan and Alvin Bragg, they've got a case that's going to win. Donald is going to be convicted. How do I know? Because I'm telling you. But here's the difference between me and Donald. Donald will say that to you, and you'll be waiting 10 years for it. You know, like the wall. You'll be waiting 10 years for the wall. And Donald will say, don't you know, we built the wall. Mexico paid for it. I can't explain to you how, but it was done. See, this is not like that. The trial was supposed to start March 25th. Okay. Donald got another victory. It's going to start like April 17th, something like that. When the trial starts, it's going to probably take 2 months. April, May, June. Let's stretch it out to July 1st. I am telling you that by July 1st, you will find Donald Trump convicted of a felony of at least one, but probably many felonies. And at that point, will he be sentenced to jail? Could be. Probably will. Will he go to jail? No. He won't go to jail right away because it'll be put on appeal. And when the appeal goes into the process, undoubtedly, for what he's done here, it won't be considered enough to lock him up and hold him there. And as a result, he'll be out waiting for the appeal. Oh, gee, I'm sorry that didn't work for Peter Navarro. Why can't Peter Navarro get that deal? Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in jail because he refused to go and observe a subpoena and answer to the Congress. He wouldn't do it. So as a result, he went through a trial. And what's happening to him? He's in jail now. He begged them not to put him there. He said, come on, let me sit out here while I appeal. And they said, nah, I don't think so. Go to jail. And the funny part about that story, and you may not have watched it, Or you might have, but it was on MSNBC. I watched it. Ari Melber on The Beat interviewed Peter Navarro. Must have been 6 months ago. And, you know, Peter Navarro thought it was so funny. He was explaining what he called the Green Bay sweep. This was this crazy plan that was going to make Donald Trump president no matter what the votes were. And Ari Melber said, Peter, you have just confessed to a crime. And Peter said, oh, no, you don't understand. Ari said, you know, I'm a lawyer. And I'm just telling you, he said, you have confessed to a crime on television. This is not going to help you. Navarro said, oh, don't worry. I'll never be convicted of anything. Now, I watched it and I heard it, and that's what he said. And guess what? He was convicted. Because, you know, Donald Trump and his people think that all they have to say is that it's never going to happen. And then they get a little lead time and they hope that people forget. And then guess what? They lose. They lose every time. You may not remember, but there were 63 cases that went to the courts in order to decide if Donald Trump had actually won the election. And the courts 63 times in a row said, forget it. There's no evidence of anything like that. Joe Biden won. But then the Donald Trump people, they dismiss everything. They push it over here and say, don't look here anymore. We won. But he didn't win. He hasn't won anything except for that one fateful day that he beat poor Hillary Clinton, who deserved to be president more than anybody that I can think of, more than Bill, more than anyone. She really was exceptional. She was ready to do this job, Secretary of State experience. She was ready. She had everything. She had a great team of people. She was ready to go. And Donald Trump, the worst president in the history of the United States, according to the 150 scholars that do the voting every year on this, and who have said again this year, Donald Trump is dead last. The worst. And he beat Hillary. Okay, it happens. I know Hillary considered it to be a gut punch, but you know what? She got through it. She's still standing up here working as a former first lady, former senator, former secretary of state, working for the good of the country for no pay, because, you know, they don't need the money at this point. But Donald, oh, he needs the money. Believe me, whatever they're paying him for having been president of the United States, $400,000 a year, trust me, it's not $400 million, it's $400,000. And it won't get him anywhere. Because all he knows how to do is wake up in the morning and tell all the Jewish people in this country, 80% of whom vote for Democrats, you're bad Jews because you vote for Democrats. That he knows how to do. Much else? No. Not at all. Although, I give him credit. I mean, he does have some strategic abilities. And I'll give you one example. Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort worked for Trump and ended up in jail. Yeah, he was convicted and went to jail. And he sat in jail for a while, criminal that he was. And then Donald pardoned him. on the way out of office, pardoned Paul Manafort. But he had an idea. He had something in mind. He has now picked up Paul Manafort, and he's putting him into the Republican Party to run the upcoming convention. Well, isn't that sweet? This is exactly what the country needs. Another one of his ex-cons running the Republican Party convention. Are you surprised? Isn't that the kind of person that he does business with? I'm not even going to get into the details on the impeachment hearings today, but I only bring it up because there's a guy named Lev Parnas. Please turn on the news tonight, go to YouTube, go somewhere, and listen to what Lev Parnas has to say about Joe Biden's impeachment. The impeachment, which of course should not be happening, because the only name that you should ever attach to impeachment is Donald Trump. Okay, Andrew Johnson, if you've got that kind of historical memory. But other than that, this is ridiculous. Joe Biden hasn't done anything at all. Nothing that anybody can even come up with except for they talk about bribes, and then there are no bribes. Nobody can find any. Oh, yeah. It's all on Hunter Biden's computer, all on his laptop. I mean, how do they even get that out of their mouths? How do they even think of saying that? Are they embarrassed by anything that they do? By any of their foolishness? Apparently not. Anyway, Paul Manafort at the Republican National Convention, but that's assuming that Donald Trump is not in a mental ward by the time we get to the next 5 days, because he may completely lose it and they'll have to take him in a straitjacket and put him away somewhere. And at that point, I will stop being the mean man and I will really have compassion for him. Really, I don't want to keep kicking his butt after he's out of the way. After he's out of all of this and no possibility for being president, I will feel sorry for him. Now, no, because there's a vote to be had, and if we're going to have it, let's make sure that everybody knows exactly what this man has done. You've got to spell it out, and you got to spell it out everywhere at every level. Because if you don't, somebody out there will think that they can vote for Donald Trump and that they're voting for a real billionaire. You know, you're fired. You know, that kind of stuff. No, that's not who you're voting for. You're voting for a psychopath who thinks he's a billionaire, who wishes that he could be a billionaire, who played one on television and got paid a lot of money for it by Mark Burnett, and then here we are. He's broke. B-R-O-K-E. Now, let me finish this by saying that come 5 days from now, it is possible that Donald will have the money. And if he does, given everything we've seen so far, I am going to tell you the chances are very high, like 99%, that the money will have come from Vladimir Putin in some fashion. Might be shifted from one person to another, and then finally it gets in the hands of Trump. And again, it's only for one reason. It's an investment. It's an investment by Vladimir Putin in an attempt to own the United States of America. And I can say that Putin has come, at this point, very close to owning this country. Very close. I mean, this man has done an excellent job, and he should be given enormous credit. Of course, he doesn't need credit because he's got all the money in Russia. And that's the funny part, too, because he has stolen enough money so that if you go on Google and you put in, you know, richest man in the world, and they say, for the most part, it's expected that the richest man in the world is probably Vladimir Putin. He's never had a company. He's never had an idea except for to kill people. The man has done nothing. He hasn't worked for anybody. All he's done is been the head of Russia. And as the head of Russia, he has stolen everything in sight that wasn't nailed down. Donald wishes that he could do it, but Vladimir Putin has done it. And I'm telling you, Vladimir Putin owns Donald. Whatever comes up on 5 days from now, whatever they say, actually, I think it's 5 days and 6 hours, to be honest, but whatever they explain is the way that he gets the money, if he does, I promise you, it's coming from Putin. I promise you. This is Russian money, and if it's Russian money, it's from Putin. And that's all I got to say on this. And every time you ask me, I'm going to say the same thing. The money is coming from Putin. And if proven wrong, I'll be happy to say I'm sorry. But it won't be proven wrong because I know Donald Trump. He has never told the truth. Nothing he has ever touched has worked. So it's the end of the story. If he's got money in 5 days and 6 hours, whatever it is, it's Putin's money. You watch. Everybody's going to be talking about where did the money come from? Or there'll be no money, and in that case, they'll take him out in a straitjacket. So it's one or the other. He's either got the money from Putin, that's the story, or the straitjacket. It's one or the other. Just wait around for a few days, and we'll find out. Laugh in my face if they all show this giant Donald Trump bank account with $50 billion in it, and he goes, oh, well, I'm sorry, I was just kidding. Prove it to me. Show it to the country. You know, just like you were supposed to show your taxes all those years and you never did. You prove it. And we'll all go home and say, look, we made a mistake. This guy is actually Marcus Welby and he can take out your appendix. But the fact is going to be either Vladimir Putin puts up the money or the straitjacket, one or the other. So now I'm down to about a minute and a half, which is not enough to do justice to what I want to say, but I'm going to quickly get this out. If you've got children, please vaccinate them against everything. You know, the measles cases are exploding right now. It is very dangerous. Dr. Ben Gupta is telling everybody about this. You need to believe him. Vin Gupta does not lie. This is not Donald Trump. This is not bleach in your arm injected. No, this is a fact. You need to vaccinate your kids. Measles are going around, and it's not good. A lot of us are protected because we used to have common sense, but right now it's a problem, so be careful. Get those vaccinations. Don't believe Donald. Whatever he says, do not try Clorox. It won't work. Vaccinations. Okay. Again, I remind you, the suit company in Clayton, Wendy's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and of course, 4506 Hampton, that's Jules on Hampton. All three of these great people take good care of us, and we'll always try to take great care of them. This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.
Now you have a vagina.